Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Now Alex Bregman, the last hope for the Astros, who need another base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. Tuve takes off. Ball fly to right field. Brandon Lockridge in his first major league start will catch the final out of a shutout. Two-pitcher combined shutout. Dylan Cease and Tanner Scott getting the last two outs. Cease was amazing today. And the Astros dropped the final game of this three-game series 4-0.
Yeah, Cease was really good. Cease was really good last night. Welcome in, everybody. On a Thursday, Payne and Pendergast with you here on Sports Radio 610. Ton to get into on the show today. My big takeaway from that game last night, Seth. By the way, how are you this morning? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I've decided after yesterday's extreme snarkiness that I'm going to be magnanimous all day long today.
Oh, really?
So everybody buckle up. Yeah. I'm going to be nothing but brimming with positivity towards all who would otherwise earn my derision.
You're going to get
tested. Dylan Cease, what a fine young gentleman.
You're going to get tested early in this show. I'm just looking at the rundown. All the chatter about CJ and Caleb yesterday. What is wrong with people?
I'm not going to be petty one bit.
No, me neither.
I don't have seven different items that I could get petty about marked down already.
Right, yep. Right. My takeaway from that game last night, as we heard Todd Callis talking during Alex Bregman's, by the way, Todd Callis on the call, another great call by Callis. Allison Blum yesterday.
Yes, I love those guys.
I do too. They're good at their jobs.
Yes.
As we heard them saying, Bregman gets on, that'll bring the tying run to the plate. My big takeaway from that game is I think Xander Bogaerts had money on the Astros yesterday with the two errors in the pot, yeah, in the top of the ninth. Like, the only thing that's keeping the Astros in this game is the fact that Xander Bogaerts might have gone and shotgunned three beers during the eighth inning at some point.
I like Xander Bogaerts.
I do too.
I think that he did everything he could, especially, you know, versus a guy like Framber, where, you know, fielding is at a premium when you're facing Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a duel through six innings. And then Manny Machado just had a really good at-bat, mm-hmm, and a home run. Mm-hmm. And these things happen. And then Caleb Ort, who I will say nothing about, just Dude. Other than that he let up back-to-back-to-back home runs, which is fine. That's a – boy, that was fun for Padres fans. Gosh, I couldn't be happier.
Has that ever happened? I mean, they bring in Caleb Ort, and he has to stay in for three batters. That's the rule. So has anybody ever come in and given up – I mean, you can't literally cannot do any worse than that coming into an inning is to give up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean there's no other way.
It's mathematically impossible to do worse than Caleb. Caleb Ort had the worst outing you can possibly have as a reliever.
He had an infinite ERA through those three
for that outing,
pitchers.
Yeah.
If you come in the inning.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no possible configuration where he could do any worse than that.
Yeah.
That was the worst pitching performance in the history of pitchers.
It can't be worse. Well, at least for relievers, right?
Like, I mean, it's tied with a bunch of people. It's happened, since the new rules began. I'm guessing it's happened a few times. I mean,
hold up. You think it's happened where a guy's come in and has to face three hitters and he's given up a home run to all three a bunch of times?
I don't know.
I don't either. I just feels like, wow.
Sean, I'm trying to be magnanimous. This is the first time the Astros or the this is the first time the Padres have hit back to back to back since Ricky Henderson was involved or something. It's been a long time.
This doesn't happen that often.
And the three batter mandatory rule has only been what, 4 or 5 years now?
Since
guessing this, Mike. Good job, Caleb Ort. Break it. One of our listeners is probably already has this and is going to text it in.
Oh, good. Well, I hope so. Yeah, I
like making history.
I do too. And sometimes it's bad history, but whatever. They're going to win the division.
I was sitting there contemplating Dylan Cease's name and how, boy, it's very punnable, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and back in the days of newspapers, I would have eagerly awaited the headline this morning to see what pun they came up with for
ceasing to let the Astros get hits. Yeah.
Instead, I'm thinking Caleb Orbit? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Orbit? Yeah, how about that?
Good job, Seth.
Not to mention this damn scourge of Calebs and Kalens.
Yeah.
All these horny bastards 25 years ago that decided that they were going to name their kids Caleb and Kalen.
Yeah.
Just hereby wreaking havoc on my ability to say the proper name, which is already faltering, obviously.
The Shaq era is winding down for kids' names right now. We're into Caleb and Kalen now.
Shaq ain't winding. Shaq Mason ain't winding down. That whole O-line is fat as hell, man.
No, yeah.
Those guys got big in the offseason.
They did.
Bunch of fat, happy bastards.
We'll get to them in a second. So the Astros...
I've gotten three texts about Tytus Howard. Hey... Was he always this big?
He's huge. He's huge. The Astros lose last night. The Mariners lose to the Yankees. So this thing is just... I said it last week. I'll say it again. Like, this is the least kind of juicy division race that we could have here, because no one... You know, like, the Astros lose, and it's like, well, the Mariners... Like, this divisional race... Which looked like it might be something when the Astros got back. They got that 10-game deficit, boom, went away in like a month. Like, all right, this could be fun now. They play the Mariners a bunch of times. Hell, they play the Mariners next week for three games. Thing might be clinched by then. Like, those games might not mean anything next week. The Astros play four against the Angels this weekend. They just swept the Angels. This division's going to be decided basically by the clock running out. Like, the sand is just going to run out in the hourglass for the Seattle Mariners here soon.
This feels like, who's it that does the turtle races in Midtown there?
That's Little Woodrow's in Midtown.
Little Woodrow's. Yeah, do they still do the turtle races?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they do or not. We don't do shows.
This feels like a turtle race.
It does feel like a turtle race.
Turtle race on Quaaludes.
Yeah,
you give a bunch of Quaaludes to the turtles and see what happens. That's what the AL West has turned
drugged
into.
Drugged up turtles. Yes. Yeah,
taking it back to the 70s up in here.
Yeah,
which I'm fine with. I just like I love watching people struggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I like. I'm fine with Alex Bregman making an incredible throw from third base on a bunt. And John Singleton being unable to corral it because he's not Yuli.
Yep.
I'm fine with being reminded of just how paltry they are at being able to do the simple things at first base.
Did you see the report that Dana Brown and Scott Boras ran into each other while the Astros had been in Southern California? I think it was at the Angels series. That they,
is this like a Texas baseball hire where they ran into each other?
No, in a cemetery. There's
somewhere.
Nothing unseemly okay. going on. No, they ran into each other, but the two of them are going to have to talk here at some point because Boras is Bregman's agent, and
yeah.
I think a lot of Astro fans would like for Alex Bregman to be on the team for a few more years. And the quotes coming from Dana Brown, I don't have them in front of me, but they were something to the effect of, yeah, we ran into each other, and we both know we've got something really important to take care of. It'll probably get taken care of, you know, like, get taken care of after the season. We'll talk at some point, and we'll get an offer over to Boras at some point. And I understand, they're in September now, so contracts are the last thing you have your mind on, and yet Matt Chapman, a Boras client with nearly an identical back of the baseball card to Alex Bregman, got a deal done a week ago.
Bregman's been better by a spell and war and all that stuff, mm-hmm. which, of course, you know, Boras can't just say that. He's got to have a 200-page binder to give Dana Brown a bunch of stuff that Dana Brown already knows.
Right.
But the Matt Chapman deal, a six-year, $151 million contract. He's a year older than Bregman. He's got almost identical numbers.
Yeah, they're very similar players.
Yeah, and they've both been really – I mean, this is the one thing that Astros fans, myself included, it never feels like this, that – Bregman's, in terms of war and a lot of the advanced stats, Bregman's been one of the best Major League Baseball players since he got that deal back in 2018. He's been very, very good. It's been with long droughts and then big surges. It just hasn't been consistent.
Well, and he got off to an incredible, like Chapman, he got off to an incredible start to his career. Like, they were both top seven MVP candidates in the same seasons early in their career. And then post-COVID, they've kind of leveled off to where they're merely all-star caliber players as opposed to perennial MVP candidates.
Yeah.
And so Bregman, I saw that war stat, and I was shocked that Bregman is that high up among all major league. Like, if you told me the number is there's only eight major league players that have been worth more wins above replacement than Bregman during Bregman's time here in the big league.
Yeah.
Like, which, if you told me he's one of the top eight third basemen, I would have said, oh, okay, that top eight players is like, wow, that's crazy to me.
Since I'm being magnanimous this morning, I'm not going to point out that, like, you know, Chandler Rome, when he writes that, he could just write he's got the ninth best WAR in baseball since that time.
He never will, Seth, just so you know.
These baseball writers try so hard to make things sound a little bit different or something.
It's never happening, Seth.
only six people have a better WAR plus two after that until you arrive at Bregman, who's ninth. Yeah. Just say he's ninth.
It's never happening. Right? It's not going to happen. This is
But I did, when I read that stat, I was like, wait, among like infielders, or is this what? No, it's
I think it's
all major leaguers.
But if you take a step back, like it's surprising that it's that. But if you take a step back, like, Bregman's game is conducive to the wins above replacement metric, you know,
the defensive side,
his ability to work, you know, like his ability to grind at the plate. He's a really smart. He's not a prolific hitter, but he's a super smart hitter.
He single-handedly turned Hunter Brown into a not just a viable major league pitcher, but a really good major league pitcher.
Yeah.
I swear it should. You almost got to factor in Hunter Brown's WAR since Bregman gave him the advice to start throwing his sinker.
Yes.
And just tack that onto Bregman's.
That's it, man.
It's realistic. I think it's fair to say that if Bregman hadn't given Hunter Brown that advice, the Astros wouldn't even be in the playoff race right now. They would have had to. Hunter Brown would have been back in the minors. It would have been just a disaster.
Maybe, yeah. That's quite possible. That's, you know, 5-game lead right now. Hunter Brown, has he been worth? Wins above replacement won't say he's worth 5 games, but you know, like
they'd be in the playoff race, but they wouldn't have this commanding yet also faltering lead over the Mariners.
You wouldn't feel nearly as good as you do about them actually doing something in the postseason, because it's Hunter Brown and Framber that are going to carry this starting pitching rotation come postseason time, unless Verlander figures it out in the next week and a half. You know,
if Verlander doesn't figure it out, I am going to crush Bregman for his failure to coach up
Verlander. Yes.
Yeah, this is where you're not good in the clutch as a pitching coach. I'll tell you that, Bregman.
All right, we got a lot to get to with the Texans. Injuries, Brevin Jordan goes to the IR. We'll hear from some of the folks around the Texans about that. A lot of faces not practicing yesterday. Your top two centers and top two running backs not practicing yesterday. So we got to dig into that. We'll get into that in headlines. But up next, this is the strangest thing I've seen people get agitated about when it comes to NFL football players. This CJ Stroud, Caleb Williams interaction after the game. I've never seen people get so upset on behalf of an athlete who could probably use the advice from CJ Stroud. We will get to that coming up next.